inside the race to create vaccines and treatments for the coronavirus.
There's really no precedent for this.
Researchers trying to move faster than ever before. Plus, why global stocks are rallying.
The idea of getting those lockdowns over, getting back to some form of slightly more normal economic activity is very much on people's minds.
It's Tuesday, April 7th. I'm Mark Garrison with The Wall Street Journal, and this is What's News. Primary voters in Wisconsin head to the polls today, though only after a twisty court battle over whether to postpone because of the pandemic. The state's governor ordered the election rescheduled to June 9th, but the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled against him. Also, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled against Democrats who wanted to extend absentee balloting. Both courts have conservative majorities. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is a Democrat. President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden spoke by phone yesterday about the government's response to the pandemic. Both sides agreed not to say much about the short call and said it was a fairly nice chat. President Trump was among world leaders sending best wishes to British Prime Minister Boris Johnson after his COVID-19 symptoms got worse.
We're very saddened to hear that he was taken into intensive care this afternoon, a little while ago. And Americans are all praying for his recovery. He's been a really good friend. He's been really something very special, strong, resolute. Doesn't quit, doesn't give up.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says he's encouraged by what he's seeing as lockdown orders spread. He said yesterday there's a possibility there will be fewer than the 100,000 American deaths forecasters predicted. There are around 11,000 so far. More fallout from the firing of a U.S. Navy aircraft carrier commander who wrote superiors asking for help with a coronavirus outbreak on board. Acting Navy Secretary Thomas Modley apologized for profane remarks over the loudspeakers of the USS Theodore Roosevelt. Modley said he was sorry for the tone and did not think Captain Brett Crozier was naive nor stupid, but he did not take back the decision to remove him. The apology follows President Trump describing Modley's word choice as rough and saying he may get personally involved. President Trump says the government will buy nearly 167 million masks from 3M. The president had criticized the company's manufacturing efforts, though the CEO told us the company was doing everything possible to increase production, which doubled in recent months. Coming up, why many investors are jumping back into the stock market. Global markets followed U.S. stocks higher overnight. Asian shares largely closed up, with European stocks opening higher. Markets columnist Mike Bird explains why some investors are now buying.
So stocks globally are now quite a long way from the lows that were set in late March, when people were really, really panicking about the economic impact of the various lockdown policies going in around the world. So you've seen quite a rally since then, and it's mostly based on a sort of perception that things are improving. You've seen in the real hotspot areas in Italy and New York what looks like case numbers and deaths starting to peak, starting to stall, maybe even in some places starting to decline. The idea of getting those lockdowns over, getting back to some form of slightly more normal economic activity is very much on people's minds, and that's really what's leading stocks higher. It isn't a lot more complicated than that. You've also seen Japanese stocks higher, Chinese stocks higher. It's really a sort of global rally based on that slightly less risky outlook.
Airbnb is raising $1 billion from investors as it works through the hit to the global travel business from the pandemic. Journal Tech reporter Parmi Olsen explains how the company faces a special challenge from the coronavirus.
This is a company that was built on the notion of sharing your assets with other people. And yet now the world is being told not to go near other people or their things. We're supposed to self-isolate. So one venture capitalist recently told me that even after the virus, it's possible that people might want to shift their spending back towards hotels instead of shared homes, because they might feel just a little bit more assured that hotels have more stringent processes on things like cleaning and keeping the place hygienic. Again, we don't know how long the virus will be around for.
After a short break, we will go inside the relentless race to stop the coronavirus happening now in labs. Thank you. Right now, men and women in white coats around the world are doing everything they can to find vaccines and treatments for the coronavirus. There are more than 140 efforts in progress inside universities, drug companies, and government labs. They're trying to do work that can take months or years in a matter of weeks or days, but the virus can move much faster. Journal Biotech reporter Joe Walker spoke with our Charlie Turner about the high-stakes race to stop the pandemic.
Joe, give us a sense of the scope of the clinical response to the COVID-19 disease. Has there ever been anything like this before?
So I think, you know, in so many ways, there's really no precedent for this, right? As we all know, and as like we're all living through it. But I think in the past, what you would see with like, you know, the first SARS outbreak, H1N1, another coronavirus called MERS, that, you know, you would see companies and researchers who had experience within this disease area start research programs. And then, you know, over time, though, those viruses tended to sort of recede or die out of their own volition, sort of faster than anybody could really come up with anything useful. And so the research just sort of died out. I think from what we can see now, it appears that it'll be different this time. Famous last words.
Well, give us a breakdown of the different ways that researchers are trying to attack the problem.
Yeah, so, okay, so first is vaccines, right? That's the thing that would be the best, right? We want something where everybody can take it and hopefully prevent all or most of the population from getting the virus to begin with. Then you have efforts to find treatments to clear the infection or clear the virus in people who already have it. And that breaks down into two, right? So the first is repurposing drugs that are already invented, already on the shelves or already on the market, and trying to see if those can be useful here. And then the other one is to invent new drugs from scratch, taking what we know about this virus, the way its molecular makeup and so on, and designing new drugs to treat it.
Talk about where we are on various projects. Have any milestones been achieved?
Look, just with the caveat that anybody trying to predict when a drug will work and come on the market is, speculating. It's really hard to know at this point. But on the drug front, there's a drug from Gilead Sciences called remdesivir, which has showed, you know, at least some promising activity in animal studies, and we have some anecdotal reports as well. We're expecting data from two Chinese studies this month. And so I think depending on what those look like, you could see some movement there. I hesitate to say when that drug would get approved if it was successful in those trials, but that's the thing that's nearest term. And then we have some of these drugs that are being invented from scratch, and those are supposed to start clinical trials early summer, at least one of them from Regeneron.
What sort of timeline are researchers giving you on having a new drug or vaccine on the market?
So the timelines you usually hear are 6 months to a year for drugs, and then for vaccines, maybe 12 to 18 months to have something. And those are really sort of best case scenarios, I think.
Wall Street Journal reporter Joe Walker. Thanks a lot, Joe.
Thank you.
Finally, some American drivers are getting a surprise: refunds from their car insurance company. Allstate and American Family Mutual Insurance are returning hundreds of millions of dollars to their customers. With Americans locked down in their homes, car accidents have cratered. So these companies decided to take the money they would have paid to settle claims and give it to customers. Allstate says miles driven have dropped as much as 50% since mid-March. We are here to answer your questions about the coronavirus pandemic. Call 315-992-8298 and leave your question on our voicemail. We'll have our reporters and experts get you answers. And that is What's News for this morning. We'll be back with another updated podcast this evening, and we will keep covering the pandemic and many other stories on WSJ.com and our app. I'm Mark Garrison with The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.